We're pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach, the William Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Before we look ahead to the game against Russ's Spiders, a 31-10 win for your team at Hampton on last Saturday, a game that you kind of pulled away there in the fourth quarter. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Yeah, what a tough game, you know, from first quarter up until that third quarter. Robert did a good job of coaching the team, and you know, we just kind of ignited in that fourth quarter. It's just unbelievable the turn of events in terms of getting a field goal, you know, at the first beginning of it, and then a long touchdown pass, and then an interception, and Kevin Gerald makes a great play off a ball coming off a foot. Had the presence of mind, that old quarterback play when he was a quarterback at Monticello High School, staying in bounds and scoring a touchdown, and then causing fumbles. It was a very tough game, but in the end, just being resilient and being able to come up with those turnovers and then the scores, I thought that was that's part of this game, you know, turning things around. And then our redshirt freshman quarterback, you know, Tyler Hughes, coming in and playing, you know, because Darius was down a bit, and you know, him coming in doing a really nice job of throwing a touchdown pass, running one. Did a great job out of the end zone. They had us back there, and he scrambled out of the end zone, got a first down, and kept the drive alive. So it was a tough game, tough, gritty game, and being able to come out with a victory when you're on the road against a good team is, you know, what we're looking for.
First question this morning from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, last week you'd mentioned, you know, having a friendship with Robert and that sort of thing, and now this week, when you have this big historic rivalry, what's it like coaching against Russ? You know, and every year now it seems like the Capital Cup is for a playoff bid or the conference championship.
Yeah, I've known Russ for a long time. Good man, good coach. Yeah, I hope he considers me a friend. I consider him a friend as well. You know, the profession in this business, that was, as we just saw, unfortunately, Coach Priori being let go. I mean, you develop a friendship and you understand that this is our livelihood. And, you know, having connections with people that, although you compete against, there are some personal aspects when you've been around each other for such a long time. So respect him, you know, respect Russ a lot. And I know a lot of guys in his staff. I know the school, obviously, you know, having gone there myself. And then I was on the staff here when he was here at William & Mary. So, you know, there is a relationship there. Hopefully it's a professional relationship, but also personally in terms of knowing a guy, you know, over these years. And so we're just in the profession of competing and getting our teams ready to as you said, to go after. I believe it's what, 64-64 and five ties right now. So it's amazing how it just boils down to, you know, this particular game and then what's riding on it. Just, but that's the way, you know, rivalries are, and that's what it's all about.
Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Coach London, you mentioned that Darius was down a bit. I wonder if you could elaborate. Is that physically or just competitively? Where are you? Could you sort out your
Yeah, he probably could have played emergency situation, had an upper body issue that they sustained at the Albany's game, but you know, he checked in with the trainers yesterday. We don't practice today, so we'll see where he is you know, on tomorrow's practice. But like I said, he could have played, but you know, decided to kind of just see if we could wait one more week and make sure he was healthy enough to do all the things that a quarterback needs to do. And so we'll see how he goes again this week as we prepare for Richmond.
Hey, Mike, you see Richmond as the season goes on some, I guess, just by looking at video of other league teams, and now you're studying them close. I wonder if this is the best you've seen them in terms of being able to move the ball and play defense. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Russ has done a really good job of putting the pieces together. I mean, you always try to find the who and the what. And, you know, this particular last game, I think all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, they're on all cylinders. And so, you know, I know all of us, you know, it has been mentioned throughout the call, as you know, have issues with players not, you know, not playing. We had two DBs, starter DBs that were out, and Darius not playing. But everybody has those kind of issues, and you have to come up with All right, so what now? What? So how do you put a plan together, or how do you utilize your personnel to give you an opportunity? So they've done a good job, whether it was the quarterbacks or whoever they have that's healthy, you know, to move the ball. And then defensively, they've always been good. And then we just talked about special teams wise. The kicker is he's really good with all the style that he has to how he goes about doing it. He is, you know, he's has an opportunity to keep the special teams units, you know, very highly competitive. So it's a really good football. I think they've won five in a row. And that's, you know, you got to have something behind you when you got that going on like that. So it's going to be a great game, you know, down here, 1 o'clock, hopefully it'll be sold out. You know, but this is what college football is all about. Those rivalry games, good teams, good coaches, and hopefully the atmosphere will be such that everybody there will enjoy it.
Thank you, Coach Lennon.
Thanks.
Mike, your next question from Marty O'Brien. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
The way your team was kind of...
Hold on, my wife calling me to bring home bacon. Hold on a second. All right. Just turned it off. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, you should have went with her instead of me. The way your team was kind of mired, you know, offensively in particular, from the Albany game and then through most of the Hampton game, did have that kind of spark that you had at the end. How much does that help you to go up against a team like Richmond that's playing as well as you are? Because, you know, after that, you know, the three turnovers and three touchdowns, I mean, your team was so psyched up afterwards that it like they had won a championship or something.
Yeah, you know, it's the ebb and flow of a football game. Sometimes your defense is outplaying their offense and is giving you opportunities. Sometimes your offense is doing, you know, is scoring points, moving the ball, having possessions. And so it was a little bit of a back and forth. But what was good to see was a redshirt freshman throw a 76-yard touchdown pass, a redshirt freshman, you know, run for a touchdown, convert on some third downs. The defense to score on defense and create those kind of turnovers that impacted the field position. So I think that the psyche of a football team runs through whichever side of the ball is playing well. And, you know, the goal is to have all three elements, you know, playing well. But if one's not, then the other one's got to pick it up. And so that was kind of the fourth quarter of this past week against Hampton. You know, defensive, I think there was 24 points scored in the fourth quarter in a relatively short period of time. And as long as you stay in it and stay close, then you have an opportunity. So it was good to see that come to fruition.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. I follow up from John. Go ahead, John.
Coach London, does this game still feel weird to you in any way, having been a Spider and coached the Spiders to the national championship? It's a kind of unusual situation that keeps repeating itself. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a definition of insanity over and over, keep repeating itself. But you know what? I'm proud of the fact that you know, I became an educated man at Richmond. I had an opportunity to be a head coach there, had an opportunity to win the championship, but also have an opportunity as an in-state college coach that has been in, you know, three different universities here in-state, understanding the rivalry game, particularly Richmond and William & Mary, and being on the other side now, the importance of, you know, the alumni and the network of people that, you know, that talk about the pride of a place like William & Mary and of Richmond. And so, and then knowing the implications behind, you know, the cup at the end of the game, you know, one of these, what the team's opportunity to go on, you know, to the playoffs and represent the CAA. So there's an immense amount of pride personally, you know, for me, John, having such, you know, an intimate relationship with having been there, getting my undergrad education, coaching there, winning there, and now having been here at William & Mary with an opportunity, you know, with the last win we had, it's just be a third season in a row. We've had a winning season, and so very proud of that in trying to build a program. But it does, there's personal elements to it, but also the professional elements of, where my feet are right now, and it's at William & Mary, and the goal is to try to beat the Spiders this Saturday.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
One more before I let you go, Mike. Brian Smith just hopped on. Brian, you got time for one question if you want to hop in.
Yes, Coach. Sorry to be tardy. Got the update on the Zoom thing, so that's part of the reason. You probably already answered this, but where is your team right now? You're fighting to get in to the possible playoffs. Do you worry about stuff being out of your control, or you just do what you guys do?
Now, Brian, for being late, you got 20 up downs. But the fact that we can control the controllables, that's all we can do is play the game and then let the outcome be the outcome. But, we had to win last week to even consider what might happen. Well, the next thing that might happen or can happen is based on the outcome of this game. So all we can control and focus on is trying to beat a really good football team that's on a 5-game winning streak right now. And then at the end, whatever's going to happen at the end of the season, that Sunday or that Monday, whatever it is, that's going to happen, But again, the opportunity to play for something, the opportunity to, have an opportunity to experience another winning season here, the opportunity to talk about keep chasing championships and being involved in significant talks at the end of the season. That's what it's all about. And so our guys are focused and really excited about this, this final regular season game here at home.
Okay. Just to let you know, I'm doing my up downs.
Nice. No, you got to hit the ground and get up. Not that. That's reach up.
Come
That's
on, Coach. I'm 60 now. I can't. It's going to be hard getting up just to one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for the time here today and all season long. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.